Abraham Lincoln, July 22nd, 1862. Adjusting my glasses and removing the two foolscap sheet of paper, my fellow colleagues of the cabinet listen in silence as I begin to recite the words of the Emancipation Proclamation. Now, therefore, I, Abraham Lincoln, President of the United States, by virtue of the power in me. The proclamation is a war measure that is being taken because of the rebellion of the South against the government and authority of this nation. Persons held as slaves in these rebellious states of the South, but only those rebellious, shall gain freedom. I, Abraham Lincoln, however, am not an abolitionist or anti-slavery, but do oppose the thought of slavery and further extension of slavery. The proclamation shall also put onto Europe a sense of recognition that the northern states are fighting for a cause, the cause of justice, therefore making the South appear without cause and barbaric. This recognition shall leave the rebel South without European intervene for their cause, therefore leaving them without a source of European power, and weaker. Union forces shall also flourish of recruitments as former slaves transition from Confederate to Union. Morale shall also increase, giving the Union immense advantages in the war. However, many of the cabinet is hesitant and startled by the Emancipation Proclamation. I look not for their opinions, though. The proclamation shall be released at the right time, after a successful Union military advance. Abraham Lincoln, September 22nd, 1862. The proclamation has now been released, September 22nd, 1862. The battle at Antietam has given me the sufficient means needed to release the Emancipation Proclamation, declaring that all persons held as slaves in the rebellious states shall be set free as of January 1st, 1863.
September 22nd, 1862. I couldn't believe my ears. I was in the process of weeding out fields for my master, along with a few of the other slaves. The hot sun beat down on my bare backside while I worked. Looking up for a few seconds, I'd wipe the sweat from my brow before hearing a shout of happiness
Yay!
Come from two of my fellow slaves a few feet away. You guys shouldn't be so loud. The master will get angry if he spots us. The two looked at me with a blank expression, as if I was missing something. They walked through the field, the one on the left placing a hand on my shoulder before sighing. Haven't you heard about the president's latest proclamation? Apparently slaves in the South are free. I stared at them, confused by their joy. At first, I was excited too, but then realizing that we weren't in the South. I paused for a moment before gathering my thoughts together. Still, I don't understand why you guys are so excited. We aren't free. That's just the Southern slaves. The two chuckled before looking at each other and back at me. Well, we could run away to the South. I sighed, not liking the sound of the plan, considering the fate of all those who've attempted the same thing. Well, just get back to work for now. Whatever your plans are, I'm out of here. I turned and walked away, continuing my daily assignments. The scent of dirt filled my nose as I worked. My mind was focused on the information I had learned. I had heard previously about something called the Emancipation Proclamation, but I wasn't aware of its purpose. Now, why would our president make such a proclamation if he wasn't completely against slavery? Perhaps as a way to get all the southern states to cease their rebellion. Either way, maybe there was hope for the slaves in the middle states if he had freed the southern slaves.
Today is September 24th, 1862. The weather in Georgia is still pretty hot. It is early morning, and the temperatures are already in the mid-70s. The cotton season is almost ending for the year, and we have collected a profitable gathering. The morning scent smells like morning dew and the red Georgia clay mud. The barn smells like the horses in their hay. The South has been at war for about a year now. 2 days ago, the Northerner Lincoln announced that September 22nd that he will free the slaves in the rebellious states. He is calling it the Emancipation Proclamation. The proclamation states that in a year, Lincoln will free all slaves in the states that continue to rebel. This is not good. The slaves are already spreading word, and we've already had 3 rebellions. The third time, our shed caught on fire. Inside that shed, we had pounds and pounds of cotton, good cotton that has now gone to utter waste. We have already lost a significant profit. I know we can win the war. We have well-trained and experienced soldiers with great generals who don't give up. We have been giving the North a good fight. However, I don't know what Georgia will do. Cotton is my plantation's biggest product. We have cotton plants growing as far as the eye can see. This is how my plantation stays open. My family needs our slaves. If we don't have slaves, our cotton and other plants' production and profit will highly decrease. Our farm is the only source of our income. Farming is the only thing we know what to do. If our slaves are set free, we will lose so much money. I have to feed my children and clothe them. I won't let my children grow hungry. If Lincoln sets my slaves free, our plantation, my family, my children, will all suffer. If the South loses this war or continues fighting, everything we own will be at stake.